Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I am so privileged to have you join me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. So tonight, we're going to discuss our hashtag moment and the hashtag moment for, or the hashtag rather, for the month of October is Growing Pains. We'll talk about hypocrisy and people of faith in our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. And then we'll go right into our segment titled Let's Be Real, which is where I make my weekly confession. So you want to stay tuned for that because it's the update from my confession that I made last week, and I'm very excited to share this with you guys. And then we'll end the show with our dose of spiritual wellness and final greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and even after the show on social media with the various hashtags that you hear. So that includes growing pains, hashtag moment, let's be real, to believe or not to believe, wellness and faith, or anything else that really resonates with you. You can turn that into a hashtag. Just remember to tag me at Weary Consult, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You are also more than welcome to call into the show live with any questions or comments related to the material that we are discussing this evening. If you would like to call into the show, the number is 347-850-1154. Again, that's 347-850-1154. All right, so the hashtag moment is a point in the show where I discuss a topic that's related to my monthly blog, and we can talk about it and even post on social media as well. I am a guest contributor for the RF Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found on radiantsunshine.org. By going to radiantsunshine.org, you can find my blog and tons of other great blogs with great wellness tips. My newest blog, Growing Pains, will be coming out within the next few days, so you'll want to look out for that. And after you read it, definitely contact me and let me know what you think. So, again, the hashtag for the month of October is Growing Pains, so feel free to post on social media or even call into the show to talk about it as well. All right, so continuing with our discussion of growing pains, tonight we're going to talk about how growing pains are a part of your process that will prepare you, perfect you, and also strengthen you as well. So pain is a part of the process. Growth involves being stretched, tried, increased, and matured, and that's pain. And pain is going to be part of the process, and again, it's going to perfect you, it's going to prepare you, and it's also going to strengthen you as well. Now, I have to give a disclaimer and say that when I'm referring to pain, I'm referring to pain that is not caused by others as a result of abuse. October is actually Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so there are definitely tons of organizations that are putting out information and doing workshops just to make you aware of the different forms of abuse. The RS Counseling and Wellness Center is one of them. They're actually doing a free workshop every Tuesday from 12:30 to 2 at the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. So for more information about that, you can go to rswellness.org. But when I'm referring to pain, I am not talking about pain that is a result of being abused or being taken advantage of by someone that you know. So if you are experiencing that, you definitely want to get help immediately, and you want to also to reestablish new boundaries to prevent yourself from experiencing those type of issues again. So, all right, to go back to our discussion, talking about pain, is that how pain is a part of the process. And so when you look at pain, right, it's that there's so many things that can happen that can cause it. It can be, you know, frustration from, you know, not having things go as planned if you're trying to start your business, or let's say if you are in business and, you know, let's say you're having some issues with some of the clients that you have or maybe some of your staff. Frustration can come from things just not going as planned, period, in any area of your life, even in relationships, with interactions with family or with loved ones or with your significant other, or maybe even with your children. Let's say you're having a difficult time just even relating to your children as they continue to get older and they're having different experiences in your life. Pain can also come from just having your faith just tested, right? Like, let's say you just continue to have challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge, and it can be so painful where it just seems like there's always, if it's not one issue, there's another. I know that's a common phrase that I used to hear, you know, as a kid growing up, and even one where I started to use as well when I became an adult, where it's just like, man, like, if it's not one thing, it's another, right? And so that could be pain. There can be emotional pain. There can be physical pain. There can be spiritual pain. But regardless of what the pain is, when the pain is a part of your growth, the pain is actually going to benefit you. And so that's where we come from when talking about how the pain can perfect you. It can prepare you, and it can strengthen you. So the pain is going to perfect you is because it's going to refine you in the areas that the pain is bringing attention to. If it wasn't for the pain, then you wouldn't even know that there's an area that needs to be strengthened or there's an area that needs to be paid attention to. So, for example, let's say if you're going through a particular situation and it requires more faith and more trust in God than you have ever had to use prior to this incident or this situation unfolding, where the pain of that situation occurring now brought attention to you that you need more faith, that you need more trust in God. Like, if it wasn't for the situation, then your current level of faith or trust, you know, would be like, okay, like, I'm cool, I'm good. I don't need to do anything more. But going through painful situations, going through things that requires more faith, that requires more trust, it will bring pain, but it will also bring attention and show you just the areas where you need to be perfected. So pain will also prepare you. And so it prepares you because it stretches you and it increases you and it causes you to expand in a way that you would have never expanded before. So now you're prepared to handle more. You're prepared to handle the responsibility of the new blessing that you've been praying for that you've not received. You're prepared to handle the responsibility of the greater maturity that is needed, the greater wisdom, the greater knowledge, all because you had the pain that stretched you, that increased you, that expanded you. And so pain is also going to strengthen you because now it's going to increase your capacity of what you can take and what you can hold and what you can handle. And so there is purpose in pain, even though it's painful. Pain has purpose when it comes to our spiritual growth and when it comes to even us growing in other areas of our life. So if you want to grow, you must accept the pain that comes with it because pain will be a part of your growth. All right, so now let's go into our next segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. So this is a point in the show where I love to have you guys call in with any comments or questions and just to join the discussion. Again, the number to call in live is 347-850-1154. If you need that number again, you can definitely look at the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RS Wellness. All right, so tonight during our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe, we're going to be talking about hypocrisy and people of faith. So over the past few weeks, I have seen several posts on various social media sites regarding hypocrisy in the church. Some posts stated that religious people are the most judgmental, but then also the most hypocritical because they also have issues and are judging others. Then you have other posts that that really question the intelligence of people of faith due to what some see as contradictions when it comes to believing in God or any type of higher power. But then there were other posts that just consistently mention how religion has been a cause of many issues throughout history. So just to address, I mean, each of those issues by itself could be a To Believe or Not to Believe segment. So I'm only going to briefly just address each of those, but then we're going to go to our main discussion, which is how has what you see as hypocritical behavior from people of faith affected your own faith. All right, so first, Let's talk about this issue of how religious people are the most judgmental, but also the most hypocritical. No one is perfect. And the thing about it is that someone who is calling out an issue definitely needs to do it away from in a way that comes from a position of truth and love and grace as well, because nobody is perfect. And I'm going to definitely get into that a little bit later, or get into that more a little bit later. And then as far as the post that I've seen questioning the intelligence of people of faith due to what seem as contradictions when it comes to believing in God or any type of higher power, I would just say is that you need to do what's best for you. And I wouldn't recommend actually questioning someone's intelligence because they believe in a higher power, whether they believe in God that is worshiped when it comes to Christianity or any other God of any other religion, whether it's Buddha, whether it's believing in anyone else. You know, like there's tons of religions that exist throughout the entire world. And then there are all those who are atheists, and then there's those who are agnostic. But regardless of what stance you're coming from, I just don't think that it is wise at all to question the intelligence of someone just because they believe differently than you. Like there's a way to disagree. There's a way to have a different viewpoint without being condescending and disrespectful or questioning someone's intelligence. And then when it comes to the post that I saw about how religion has been the cause of many issues throughout history, I do have to be very honest and say that unfortunately many religions have been abused. Many religions have been taken out of context, and they have been behind some bad things that have happened in the world. That's just the reality of it. You know, for instance, one of the most popular things, it talks about how slave masters here in the U.S. use the Bible in order to justify slavery. One, Christians are not the only one that participated in slavery, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. But just because someone decides to twist a certain aspect of Christianity, it does not make it right. You know, even here in the U.S., to have to be honest and say that you have Muslims who are being persecuted for their faith simply because you have extremists who are part of ISIL who are doing these things, and that does not represent the Muslim faith at all. And now you have an entire religion of people who are being persecuted simply because of extremists that are doing things, and that's not right as well. And even if you don't believe in the God or in the practices of a certain religion, it doesn't mean that you can't stand up for what's right and with that person still being treated with dignity and respect. So when it comes to just what some may see as hypocritical behavior and how it may affect someone's faith, you know, I've definitely had several conversations with people over the course of the past few years who have said that they don't go to church anymore because the people in church are so hypocritical, or they no longer believe in God because of what someone did to them in church. And it's very unfortunate that those things that happen. And here's what would be my response is that one, it is not right that you are hurt, you know, by someone that was in a church or by a person of faith. Definitely do not condone that. But I do also offer this explanation that I heard several years ago from a preacher, and I don't remember who it was, regarding people of faith and their shortcomings. And I always feel like it's beneficial to share. And the preacher stated that the church is the hospital for the spiritually wounded. So the church is for the place for us, and I'm saying us in here because I am not perfect, people of faith, people who are new to the faith or exploring faith, or people who have been part of the faith for a long time, to come and get well. And since the person is wounded or sick, that means that they're going to have symptoms of their sickness until they are made whole. So, yes, people of faith are supposed to reflect Christ. They're supposed to reflect whoever it is that they are serving or who they, you know, see as the example of what they're trying to attain. But this exemption does not remove the process that is needed to become like Christ. So, you know, with this explanation of the preacher being in a hospital, this is now where I'm giving my explanation of that. You know, they just simply said that the church is the hospital for the spiritually wounded. And so this is now my explanation of what that means for the spiritually wounded. And so, like, again, just we all have this process to go through to be healed. And so until we're fully healed, you're going to have some symptoms of that sickness or illness. So we must be patient with each other. And as we go through our healing process, especially since we have all fallen short and no people are perfect, and that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and that all of us are admonished to kill the flesh daily, that means that every single person has an area of weakness. And just because your area of weakness may be different, it doesn't make you better or even less than the other person that you may see who has a different type of weakness. So the next time that you want to condemn someone because of their weakness, be sure to examine your own weakness and instead come from a position of truth that is seasoned in grace and in love. And to those who are no longer a part of a faith community because of something that someone has done wrong, again, I want to reiterate that if someone said something to you that was totally not okay, or if they did something to you totally wrong, is that, again, I am not standing here to excuse them or to say that what they did was right. But what I will say is that, again, just recognize that everyone is in a different part of their journey when it comes to getting healed from whatever illness that they have that is causing them to be spiritually sick or even emotionally or mentally sick or even physically sick as well. And so I encourage you to also reevaluate why you have faith. Did you have faith in the people that were in the church, or did you have faith in the people who are the person that we're worshiping as people that are in the church? You know, because if our faith is in God, then that means that our focus has primarily be on Him. And of course, we're going to see the actions of those around us, and we're going to be affected by the actions of those around us. But let's not blame God in the sense where we just totally walk away from God because of what others have done to us. And let's go to God and let's be honest about that. You know, say God can handle everything. I know growing up, I remember that there were some people who would say that you should never question God and you should never be angry in God or express anger at God. And I'm like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, even as a child, you know, just one of those things where it's like, but if you're telling me that God knows everything and He sees everything and He knows everything about everybody, why would we try to hide this part from Him like He doesn't already know? And as an adult, I definitely became a proponent of being completely honest before God, because He can handle it all. Like, if you're mad at God because of what somebody else did, tell Him. God already knows anyway. Get that off of your chest. Get that off of your heart and your mind, and just be completely honest with God about how you feel, about how you were hurt or taken advantage of by someone who claimed to be a Christian or a person of faith or whatever, and then allow that wound to be healed by God. Allow Him to be able to process you through your own journey of healing, so then you can be made whole and that your faith can be restored as well. All right, so now let's go into our next segment titled Let's Be Real. So this is a point in the show where I make a weekly confession, and I'm transparent about my mistakes and my shortcomings and times where I've messed up and the areas I need to grow in. But I'm also very honest about my successes and what I'm doing well and how I'm making progress and just how awesome God has been in my life as well. And the purpose of this segment is just to provide an example of what I believe we need more of from people of faith, and that's people being real. So let's do it. Let's be real. So my confession this week is that I received exactly what I needed. So in case you didn't tune into the show on last week, or you haven't been able to listen to the replay yet, what happened, so last week I shared that I had prayed this prayer to God, how I wanted Him to block a resource that I needed if it wasn't in His perfect will. Now, like I said last week, is that that was a very hard prayer to pray, because as I explained to some of my friends, is that I had suffered enough in God's will. I didn't want to suffer enough or suffer more out of God's will, because it's just unnecessary. Like, if you're going to suffer, at least be in God's will. You know what I mean? And so it was so hard to pray that prayer, because I definitely wanted this particular, you know, resource or opportunity to, you know, come through. And I'm just like, okay, God, but if it's not your perfect will, although this would be great and there's tons of pros to it, the pros don't outweigh me being out of your will. And so I'm like, God, if it's not your will, then just block it. Well, a few days later, I received the answer to my prayer, and it went exactly how I wanted it to go. And I can say is that God didn't block it. Things are moving forward, and there's just some awesome things that's going to be happening over the course of the next few months that I'm just very excited about. And I was just very thankful in that moment. And I was thankful that I not only prayed that prayer, you know, to God to be in His will, but I was also thankful for how
God answered it as well in the way that that I was looking for it to happen. I mean, because even though I was praying for, you know, okay, like, God, I need your perfect will to be done, I mean, the truth of the matter is that I really wanted this to work out too. So so it was pretty cool when it did. But I have to also be honest and give a second part of my confession and just say that does not always happen. There have been times that I have prayed for particular outcomes and situations, and things went so different from what I prayed for and what I hoped for that I really questioned having faith in God's will. And what I keep being reminded of is that despite what I want, despite what I think is best, is that I will never know more or know better than God. His will, even when it is hard or confusing or frustrating, is going to always be best. And so I encourage each and every one of you to increase your faith and your trust in God by following God, by seeking God, and by living in his perfect will. Because even though it's the hardest road, it is also the greatest reward. And that's actually going to be our dose of spiritual wellness for this week. So to recap our show, this is a point where we do our weekly dose of spiritual wellness just to give you some tidbits and some tips to help carry you through to next week until we meet again. And so that last sentence that I said just in my second title to Let's Be Real is that your greatest reward is going to be birthed from your greatest challenge. Again, your greatest reward will be birthed from your greatest challenge, so don't give up. So this applies to so many areas in our lives. Living in God's will is truly challenging at times, but it will produce your greatest reward. Pursuing your goals and dreams despite not having all that you need to make those goals and dreams a reality can be really, really hard. But don't give up. Remember that your greatest reward is birthed from your greatest challenge. So you cannot give up. If you give up during your greatest challenge, then you will also lose your greatest reward. Let's say that one more time. If you give up during your greatest challenge, you will also lose your greatest reward. And I know it's hard. Trust me. I know that sometimes it's not even about living day to day. It's not even about living moment to moment. Sometimes it's about living second to second because things just seem to be so hard. Like I can tell you that, you know, even just over the past few months is that there have been multiple challenges that I have experienced at the same time. And there were definitely moments where I was just kind of like, okay, God, like this is enough. This is more than enough. Okay, God, this is too much. And even despite saying that, is that then there would be something else that would occur after that. But I can tell you as well that, like, my strength has definitely been increased, and not because of my own will, not because of my own ability, not because of my own might, but because it's God that has carried me through each and every moment of it. And not just over the past few months, even just over the past few years, actually over my entire life, I can look back and I can see how I experienced things that I did not think I would recover from, and yet I'm here today. And I did recover, and I fell down, and I made some mistakes, but I also have grown, and I have become better because of it, and I have seen the reward of just not giving up. You know, it's like I've seen, like, how I have more wisdom. I see how I handle things a lot differently than what I did a few years ago, a little more level-headed and not as quickly to go off on people, and a lot more gracious. A lot more understanding when it comes to people and their own shortcomings. You know, it's like, again, I'm not perfect, you know, definitely have not arrived, so to speak, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. And it's because I didn't give up, even in those hard times, I didn't ultimately give up. As I shared a few months ago, several years ago, I definitely went through a phase in my life where I was just like, I put my faith on hold, where it's just kind of like, okay, I ain't going to completely lay this down, but right now I'm just not feeling it. But I can tell you that even when it's doing that, it didn't make my life any better. And so I recommitted, you know, to being serious about my faith even through the hard times and the challenges. And I have definitely seen a reward of that, is that it didn't minimize or it didn't change how bad things got in my life, but it did change my perspective and how I was able to still go through it as well. And so I encourage you guys to do the same, is that your greatest reward is birth from your greatest challenge. So don't give up. Because if you give up during your greatest challenge, you will also lose your greatest reward. So that is all that I have
for our show tonight. Our time is up, so I hope that you'll join me next week, same place, same time. And just know that I definitely appreciate you taking this time out to spend with me each and every week. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/RS Wellness to listen to the show live or to catch the replays of all those broadcasts that I've done. You can also catch the replays of the lunch date as well that was done by Sharia Farmer. Speaking of Sharia Farmer, you need to go out to the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog at radiantsunshine.org. There you can find tons of helpful wellness tips. She does a Wellness Wednesday that you can get information to help you have a life that is well, that is whole across every area of your life. And you can also see the blogs that I do there as well. While you're at radiantsunshine.org, you want to head over to rsdevelopment.org, where you can find out information about the RS Women's Enrichment Community that is hosted by the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. Things are up and running. We have groups that are posted on the biweekly basis. We also have monthly empowerment calls. You get a free life coaching session with the opportunity to earn more life coaching sessions with a coach within the community. And it's just really tons of awesome resources for a very, very low price. If you want more information about the Women's Enrichment Community, go to rsdevelopment.org. Also, during the month of October, in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the RS Counseling and Wellness Center is hosting free workshops each Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. called the Lunch Date. And so from 12:30 to 2 p.m., you have the opportunity to receive information on how the various types of abuse are manifested in relationships and also how to recognize abuse when it occurs. So whether it's yourself or someone that you know who can definitely benefit from this type of information, you want to come out to the workshops. Again, they are completely free. In these workshops, you're getting tons of helpful information that, you know, you would definitely pay tons of money for anywhere else. But you're getting this free because it's all about making sure that you are well and that the people that you love, that you're close to, are well in their lives when it comes to having healthy boundaries in place with interactions and various relationships that they have. Remember that you can connect with me before, after, and even during a show on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Consult. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, sherryweary.com. And my novel, Walking Through the Pain, is still available for sale. You can purchase that on Amazon.com, on BarnesandNoble.com, and, of course, on my website at sherryweary.com, which is SHERRYWHERRY. With the book, this is an inspirational novel. It had tons of awesome reviews from people who have read the book and some awesome testimonies as well. People have really been able to begin the healing process or even be healed from different situations with reading the book. So you definitely want to get your copy today if you have not gotten it already. And again, it is available in print or ebook format. The other thing that I want to tell you guys about in regards to the book is that I will be co-presenter for a workshop titled Walking Through the Pain, Practical Steps to Emotional Wellness. This workshop is going to be hosted by the RS Counseling and Wellness Center, and it is based upon my book, Walking Through the Pain. And so with this workshop, it's actually part of a series, and so the fall dates actually have already been listed for the workshop. And this workshop is really meant to give you practical tips on how to achieve emotional wellness as you address the pain in your life. The workshop will provide you with the tools that you need to not only deal with your pain, but to overcome it as well. The workshop dates that have been listed for the fall are Saturday, October 29th, Saturday, November 12th, and then Saturday, December 17th. The cost per workshop is $30. To limited seating, registration is required for each workshop, and again, it's $30 per workshop. If you have Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance, you may actually be able to use your insurance and only pay your copay for the cost of the workshop. If you have more information about that, you can contact the RS Counseling and Wellness Center by either going to rswellness.org, or you can also call into the office as well. So, once again, I definitely have enjoyed this time with you all. Look forward to seeing you next week, Monday at 7 p.m. And until we meet again, as always, I pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and that you will be set free.